Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we're going to continue our series on quarterback player props, which is featured on Underdog, and I'm going to tell you why I believe Shedeur Sanders of Colorado is going to soar over his season-long prop. Now, the main thing when it comes to these props that I'm looking at is the pass rate over expectancies for each offense. So I'm looking at their offensive profile because when it comes to predicting passing, you know, yards and, you know, anything like that, that's a season-long prop. Volume is the most important factor. You know, efficiency matters and, you know, obviously schedule matters and things like that, but volume matters so much more. And when we're looking at teams that are going to have high PROEs, and whether it comes from, you know, a change of coordinator or just the same coordinator that has that type of offense installed, and, you know, those are the things we're looking at. And then obviously, you know, if we're looking at unders like we were in the Noah Fifita episode, we're looking at a change in offensive coordinator, something that's going to drastically change the landscape of the passing game. And so one thing that I noticed when I was looking at these lines when they first came out, there does not seem to have been a lot of analysis put into the lines. It looks as if it was like box score scouting almost. Like they went to the box scores. They were like, okay, they threw for X amount of yards last year. We're going to put that prop up and then maybe adjust it a little bit here or there. And, you know, that's great. And that kind of makes sense for, you know, teams that are going to have similar, you know, landscapes, like same coordinator, same quarterback, yada, 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 right? But when you have like changes coming in and that's not really factored in, it's kind of eye-opening. And in reality, those are the situations we want to take advantage of. Now, the Shedeur Sanders piece here, there is not really any massive changes when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, outside of the fact that that Colorado ranks very high in offensive returning production. And because their offense is going to be very similar to last year, the type of personnel they run and the type of, you know, PROE profiles that they have, I'm going to lean into that. Because when I'm looking for overs on these type of passing yard props, I want teams with high PROEs and high pace. You know, it's all volume-based. You know, that's really it, because we cannot predict injuries. We cannot predict, you know, all the game scripts and things like that. All we have is the data that, you know, the offenses have given us. So first things first, when we look at the Colorado profile, they are plus 12.89% on standard downs when it comes to PROE. That is eighth overall. So what that means is on standard downs, which is first and 10, second and 5, or third and 4 and less, that means that the offense usually throws the ball at a rate of 40%. And then on passing downs, which is second and 6 or more, or third and 5 or more, and fourth and 5 and more, the offense throws the ball at a 60% rate. So when I tell you that Colorado is plus 12.89% on standard downs for PROE, that means they are throwing the ball 52% of the time on standard downs. Now, that doesn't really sound like a high number, but it's a big deal simply because they're leaning into their passing attack on the most optimal downs. Now, when we get to passing downs, they are plus 4.93%. Which would come out to a 64.9% pass rate on passing downs. Now, in reality, yeah, it would be great if that percentage was higher on passing downs, but they're already leaning into what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be throwing the ball more on passing downs. Good. Check that off the list, right? The fact that they're so high on standard downs just gives us even more ammunition when we're going into a volume-based look. And then to pair that, to pair with the PROE profile, they're 14th in pace last year. They averaged 23.84 seconds per play. Now, that is as good as it's going to get when you're targeting over for the offense. Now, Shedeur Sanders last year, he played 11 games, and he threw for 3,230 yards, 27 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. So all of those numbers are pretty solid, you know. But the thing that really stands out is the amount of sacks that he ended up taking. If those are neutralized with the revamping of the offensive line, now no one's standing here and saying that offensive line is going to be elite. I've said it several times before. It is very tough to get elite offensive line play when you're patching that together via the transfer portal. It's very hard to do that. But this offensive line cannot be worse than the offensive line last year. And it's just that simple. There's really no discussion to be had about that. So if he can turn some of those sacks into just attempts down the field, then that's going to be an even more increase in volume. And the volume's there. They averaged 39.5 passing attempts per game last year for Colorado. Now, I don't really like looking at the per game stats, as I've said before, but that is something to note. And the reason is they're not afraid to open up the offense and, like, put the ball in their best player's hand, which is the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. Now, they have a very tough schedule this year, and that's, you know, going to be probably the part that shies away people from wanting to take the over. But even in a down year where they go 4-8, Shedeur Sanders only played 11 games, and his total was 3,230 passing yards. Now, his line for this year is 3,250 passing yards, like literally a copy and paste from what he did last year, like I was saying in the introduction. Now, you know, obviously, if he plays all 12 games, you know, we get lucky, he doesn't get injured. Yeah, that's all. But when you're placing these bets, you're assuming they're going to play 12 games. You cannot, you know, like, just sit here and be like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to factor in for, like, 3 injuries. Like, nobody's going to do that. Like, nobody's doing that. And then if anybody tries to tell you they are, they're full of shit and they're lying. So I just think with the passing profile that we have, and then they're moving into the Big 12 where the defenses are going to be a little more lackluster. I really feel as if you have the opportunity here for him to, you know, pop off for like 3,700 passing yards and it not even really be that close. And I say that simply because, you know, Colorado is on the up and up. You know, this is the second year of, you know, the Deion Sanders experiment. And, I mean, however you feel about him as a coach or, you know, a promoter or anything like that is really irrelevant because the team is more talented than it has been in recent memory. Probably the most talented Colorado team since Cordell Stewart, if I had to say it myself. And so you really, like, have to kind of embrace that. And I've said before that, you know, they have an outside chance at maybe making the Big 12 championship game. And a lot of things would have to go their way. But if they have a successful season, which looks like 8 wins, 9 wins, he's going to soar over this total. And even if they don't have a successful season like they did last year, he's still in the realm of possibility of going over that total simply because he's already done it. So, well, that's going to be it for this episode. I'm going to keep churning away on these player props. They're just little snapshot episodes, anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes. There is a ton that I'm looking at. I've got wide receivers. I've got running backs. I'm trying to cram it all in the next couple weeks before the season starts. But there's just a ton of value in these lines, in my opinion, simply because what looks like the process that was put into them is very vanilla and very lazy. And because of that, I want to take advantage of much of it as I can, you know? So, as always, if you ever want to reach out, talk about the process, have any questions, comments, concerns, or any suggestions for like maybe an episode topic, you can always reach me on Twitter, or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. And other than that, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.